talking about punching a time clock and working 9 to 5. We're talking about working around the clock, rain or shine, hot or cold, because crops and animals won't wait. Jimmy knows all about it because he lives it. And Jimmy knows what you're going through because he goes through it too. He's here to talk about it. It's seed and feed, chemicals and compost, vaccinations and irrigation. It's time for Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Yo, we got to turn the mic on first before I start talking. Hey, good day to all you great stewards of the land. It is Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark, brought to you by First National Bank and Trust of Elk City and Sayre, America. I have a guest in the studio. I'll introduce him here in just a minute. First, I could get used to these temperatures. 60 degrees at Hollis, 56 at Bessie, 57 at home of the Cash Daddy, Cheyenne, America. 60 at Arnett, 60 at the May Ranch, 56 at Boy City, out here in the Texas Panhandle, more of the same, 63 at Lipscomb, 59 at Miami, and 64 at Odell and Childress, 60 degrees. Well, happy Wednesday, everybody. This is a Taylor Ranch happy hour, all hour. I don't have a question for you today. I wasn't prepared. I forgot Jimbo didn't send me one, so it's just a Taylor Ranch happy hour today. How's that? No sticks more than anything. Well, it's going to be a long show, so we might as well get started. World famous Jimmy Rhodes from Ouachita County is in the studio with me. Hello, Jimbo.
Howdy.
Like I said, this is going to be an interesting show. I had to turn the mic down on that one. Jimbo, we need rain.
We need one bad.
We need one bad.
And without hail, too.
Yeah.
I mean, it don't matter right now, the wheat, or it matters if you got a wheat in the field, but it's terrible. I cut 160 acres or 155 acres, and they made 833 bushels.
What did I figure out, too?
Probably about 6 or something like that.
And that was on wheat?
Yeah, and it... price of diesel right now, what do you think that's doing?
You lost money.
Yep, and it's just a bad deal.
But you needed the seed, right?
Yeah, but I ended up taking the elevator because it was 55 test weight, and a third of the grains were kind of shriveled up, not real big.
Yeah, that report I read from the Oklahoma Wheat Commission yesterday, that's basically what they said.
And I just hope some of my buddies... down there, got some.
I know where you can get some right now. I'll give you information after the show.
$5 a bushel locked in?
No, a couple dollars above market board. It's still pretty cheap.
Yeah, I know.
It'd be cheaper than fall.
Yeah, just hopefully Ridley or Skelly come through for me.
Hey, by the way, today is Hay Day Tuesdays or Wednesdays, brought to you by Great Plains Bank. I don't have any hay for sale today, gentlemen and ladies. If you got any hay you want to sell, 580-225-9697 is the Fowler Agency text line. If you got any hay for sale, I didn't get one text message into my phone yesterday or today. So I'm sorry I don't have any hay. But some hay prices. Have you heard any hay prices going on down there?
I seen something in Penny News or something that's wanting $95 a bale for wheat hay. I think it's yet to be determined. If people don't get some hay grazer put in,
yep,
and we don't get it up and get it started and make hay,
this fall's going to be...
this hay, I don't know. I mean, people may want $150, $200 a bale for it, and it's not that they're trying to gouge. It's just that...
it's what it's worth.
That's what it's worth, because they're not in that now. If we was to get some rain and make a big hay grazer, hay crop.
Right.
You know, things kind of level out, and we'll get through the year without it getting ridiculous.
Right. But, yeah, because I mean, it wasn't that long ago, 3 or 4 years back, it got ridiculous. So I've been hearing anywhere from $125 to $150 a ton, no matter whether it's Triticale, wheat, or rye. And
for some reason, I had some carryover this year. I think I had about 180 bales carryover. And I cut 50 acres and made 60 bales. And there's been a lot of half bale to acre hay. That's the reason the hay's the price it is.
Yep.
I mean, But if you're going to have cows, you better not get rid of it.
Right. And if you look at the drought monitor, don't think you're just going to go up north of here somewhere and buy some hay, because it ain't there. I mean, you might get lucky and run into somebody that's got some irrigation going on, but basically the whole cattle area, anywhere you're raising cattle, is in a drought.
Well, you've seen where that, what is it, D3 or 4?
Yep.
Is up into Kiowa County?
Yep.
That thing should have covered the south third of Ouachita County.
It covered the south tenth.
I mean, at Deal City, I've had a few rains. That don't mean it's good, but it's better than nothing. You can look at the grass and tell. But then you get in the south third of Ouachita County, and it really ain't had a rain since October.
Sindel looks like a desert.
It is. It's bad. And now I watched David Payne last night, and he's calling for maybe 4 inches.
Yeah. Well, I did say I see our state climatologist, Gary McManus, with the Oklahoma Mesonet. He finally put something out just a couple hours ago, and he thinks between now and Saturday, the Ouachita County, Greer, Beckham, Roger Mills, Custer, Dewey, we got a shot at like 1 to 1.5 inches of rain. So that's better than nothing.
Well, I'm about tired of the shots. Either tell us what it's going to do or shut up.
they got to get those ratings, though.
But I know that's what it's all about, ratings. But I don't remember Gary England building stuff up for nothing.
No.
Like we do now. And I know it's all about ratings, but there's some people starting to get a little tired of it.
Yep, I agree.
You're building hope on a false prophet.
So, I'll tell you about a phone call I got this morning early from a guy up in Roger Mills County. He said, "Is this the ag man for Western Oklahoma?" I was like, "And this is a trick question." I said, "Sure." And he said, "Should I put my fertilizer down today?" And I said, "It's where I draw the line. I don't know what to tell people. And if you got money to gamble, put her down and hope for rain. But there's it's just one of those deals, you know." And another one of the not one of the TV stations, but another meteorologist that I follow really well on social media, because he doesn't blow things up and gets out of crib. He said the outlook for the summer, they're getting ready to come out with it this Friday, and he said, "I'll give you guys a hint, hot and dry."
Ain't nothing new. Nobody knows.
Yep.
I've seen it too many. I mean, that's just like if this deal that Payne was talking about happens, it'd be a new game. I mean, it's cotton plant time. It's coming up on cotton plant time. And I was fixed to start dusting in the 20th. And I talked to the guy, not my own cotton, but I was talking to the guy down sitting on. We just decided to wait till after Thursday and see what it does Thursday night. I'm going to start dusting it because I got to be able to get back to mine by the 28th day of August. And we'll just wait and see, you know.
Talking about cotton, you didn't get a new one, but you changed planters. Tell us about your experience.
I still got the other old one, too. I'm going to try to run 3. But I did go out and plant a little bit to see if things were working right. Because you don't want to wait until the 28th day of May and go out and start planting. The planter may be shutting off and shutting on. You know, there's so much electronics involved. So you want to check it and see and make sure everything's working right. And I found a little deal where on the automatic part of it, like you go around the field, make a round around it and plant, and it paints inside the computer.
Right.
And then when you start going back and forth, if it's working right, it'll shut off right when you get to it.
Into that paint, outside paint.
And then right when you set it back down, it'll start as soon as you set it down. You know, once you get
to that edge.
The edge of the paint. Well, what I determined was sometimes it was taking too long to shut off coming into it, and it was a little, maybe 5-8 feet before it shut, turning
on.
So I got to call Keevan the mastermind.
Not Stuart?
Stuart admitted that Keevan is a little better at that.
Is he doing that on purpose because he's getting older and he don't want to go out in the field anymore?
He's getting a belly on him. I don't know how you. I mean, Stuart, I ain't saying nothing. I've had that problem.
Yes, you are.
But he's aging. And you know what? I'll be honest with you. The dude's crawled on some much stuff. I'm sure his back does hurt him.
I'll bet.
You know, because one time when I had my other planter, something happened. He was having to crawl up on it. He called his little backup. They called him Pup. Oh, Caleb, I think.
Yep.
Called him out there, and he said, "You're going to have to crawl in here and find out what's going on." Well, they found in all that framework just a wire had pulled in two, and one of them motors was shutting off and shutting on. It was messing up, but he found it. I told Larry, "You ain't the man no more."
Larry is not the man. Mm-hmm. All right. We're going to go. We need to take a break, and we'll come back. Jimbo's just on here. We're just going to talk farm, and I'm sure politics will get into it a little later on. Talk about farming and cotton. And you got, how's your barley doing? Not very good. Not very good. My Truda cow don't look very good either, but I'm going to combine it because we need the seed. But there's a, yeah, because you know I bought a combine.
No, I didn't know.
I failed to tell you I bought a combine.
Well, you can do that kind of stuff when you're a radio man.
Oh, whatever. Yeah. Yeah. I'll describe my combine.
Instead of having Pop or Grandpa, he's got radio.
See, what was I seeing? I was watching something on... Oh, couple two or three months ago I watched the first part of American Idol to see what kind of singers we got coming in, and this lady Hannah Harper from Missouri,
yeah,
bluegrass lady,
yeah,
she comes in. Well, she, you know, she got on, she went on, she ended up winning the thing, but partway through the deal she sang Leanne Womack's Little Rock,
yeah,
and so the guy, whatever his name is, come out. So which one of those judges picked that song for you? Was she picked? She thought what's his name, golly, my brain just went dead. Who's that deal guy that goes around anyway, one of the judges, I hate my show because my brain goes blank, but anyway, she picked him, and it wasn't him, it was Carrie Underwood. And Luke, oh, what's his name?
Luke Grimes?
No,
Luke.
Oh,
don't
man.
Get me started, Clark.
Anyway, he because he went around, he goes around with Jason Aldean, and he's, but he was she picked him, and that announcer goes, "Why did you pick him?" "Cause he's Yeehaw." So Luke said he was going to have his grandkids start calling him Yeehaw instead of Peepaw. So anyway, all right, we're going to take a Taylor Ranch break, and we'll be right back after this.
Oh, Jimmy's all wound up and ready to go. Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Hay wrap is what people use in their balers, the farmers, when they want to, you know, baling up hay, it wraps it up, is better than twine. So it's like one consistency, holds everything together, lasts longer, easier to cut off. Well, we started selling it because we got asked for it, because nowhere around here to really buy it, the good kind of net wrap that we have. So we found a vendor that's good price, and now we carry it. We've got it. Camrock is right south of Fred's Steakhouse in Elk City, Oklahoma.
When your tractor has a flat, you're stuck. When your truck's on a construction site and a tire goes down, you're in trouble. You need help. So you call down to Blair, and they come to you. They answer the phone, and somebody comes to wherever you are to fix your problem. They carry Firestone, Michelin, and some other tires. Blair Tire and Feed, Highway 283 and 19. On-site tire service. 563-2692. 563-2692. They come to you.
As a farmer or rancher, you're always looking for ways to save time and money. The Apache Hay Wagon from Everett's Welding in Visalia, Oklahoma will help you do just that. The Apache Hay Wagon eliminates 80 to 90% of hay waste with its unique design. It hauls multiple bales, saving you time and money. Go by Everett's Welding today and ask to see the Apache Hay Wagon. You'll be glad you did. You can also visit them online at everettswelding.com.
The lessons that taught me the most didn't come in my college classes. I've learned a lot about business by working at the bank, and I've learned a lot about banking by owning businesses. When both are done right, they sure can help each other. Helping new businesses get off the ground and start growing is just about my favorite thing to do. I love it. I'm Kyle Kilofer at Great Plains Bank in Elk City, member FDIC. When you're ready to talk business, come visit with me. I may be able to help.
Every farmer and rancher knows nutrition is key when it comes to getting the best out of every animal. High Pro Feeds has built their reputation on providing the best nutrition possible. Their commitment to nutrition is unwavering. High Pro is a name you know and trust. Buy the best and get the results you deserve. Hobart Farm and Garden is your trusted High Pro Feeds dealer, providing quality feeds in bulk, bags, or sacks. Visit them online at hobartfarmandgarden.com.
That life insurance that I have on myself, it's not for me. It's for my wife, that she doesn't have to sell the home. She doesn't have to go worry about how am I going to make this car payment? How am I going to come up with the cost out of pocket to pay this funeral? Because, you know, that's an expensive cost. And it's a cost that you're going to have. If you had a machine in your garage that made money, it was a money-making machine. You went out every day and you flipped the switch on that machine and it generated money to pay your bills. Would you insure that machine? I've never had anybody say no. Sure they would. Well, you are that machine. You flip your switch on every morning when you get up. You flip your switch on when you go to work. But yet we don't insure ourselves. It doesn't make any sense to me. Hey, I'm Mickey Lively. I'm an insurance agent with Oklahoma Farm Bureau. My office is located in Greer County. Call me anytime at 580-782-3827.
Life insurance and annuity products offered through Farm Bureau Life Insurance Company. Property and casualty products are offered through Oklahoma Farm Bureau Mutual Insurance and affiliated companies.
Now, back to more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Okay, everybody, welcome back. While it's in Texas, here's your Lipscomb dealerships here in Elk City and Sayers. Ag weather update for the Texas Panhandle. 60 degrees, 72 is the humidity, dew points 51, the winds are out of the east at 12 miles an hour. Peak wind gusts so far today, 28 miles an hour, 24 one-hundredths of an inch of rain in the last 20 days. 8-inch soil temperature, 77 degrees. All right, let's check out the grain markets real quick. Oh, by the way, they are having a sale at the Elk City Livestock Auction this Friday, even though it's a holiday weekend. They will not be having one at Western Oklahoma Livestock Auction at Clinton Monday, of course, being Memorial Day. And please, please call. They're almost full on cows. And I text Brandon before the show, and he hadn't shut it off yet. But save you some agony, anger management, and fuel. Go ahead and call before you bring some, whether it's one cow or 100 cows over there. All right. Kansas City wheat, July, 697, down 6 1/4. September, 708, down 6. Corn, July, 463, up or down 11 3/4. Soybeans for July, 1198, down 10 3/4. Soybean meal, July, 32960, down 270. Oats for July, 364, down 16 1/2. See what, you know what cotton's doing, Jimmy Rhodes?
Down a little.
Down a little
even,
bit.
Kind of even, I think.
July, 81.76, down 57. Livestock, a lot of red here too. June live cattle's down 155 at 253. August, 244.22, down 302. Feeders for May, 370, 40, up 82. August, 362, even, down 165. September, 359, 02, down 197. Lean hogs, June, 97.25, down 67. I seen oil is, oh yeah, it's going backwards. It's been up like 105, 108 all week. It's at 97.63, down 60.52 for July. And natural gas, June, 302, basically even there. Well, back to Mr. Rhodes.
Hello.
Hello. Hey, your Uncle Lawrence was really excited yesterday when I said you were coming on the show, because he even went to the trouble of texting. Oh, cool, the Jimmy show.
Really? I wonder if he got his girlfriend over there listening.
Which one?
I'm just joking.
Whatever, you're not either.
Trying to get a rise out of him. He might throw his cane at me.
But there's a... So... rumors has it that the Cotton King and Cotton Queen are moving their headquarters.
Yeah, we're moving home.
Moving home, Deal City.
Deal City. Yes, sir.
That's where it rains at.
Well, sometimes.
More than Sentinel.
Well, I think.
What is that, a whole 12 miles?
About 8 or 9 miles north, something like that.
So you guys excited?
I am. I don't know about the wife, but I am.
Well, one of your uncles, the one we were just talking about, he wasn't impressed.
Really?
Yeah. He's like, he's got a nicer place where he's at.
Well,
that was his exact words.
He don't have to move a tractor 8 or 9 miles every time. Well, I take that back. They move around a little.
Yeah.
Shrimp farms all the way to Retrop, all the way back to Sentinel.
And does him and... your other uncle, they farm pretty close to Hober, so they can go play golf, right?
Hey, David, that's Shrimp and Hooter, my brother.
Yeah.
And it don't matter, rain or shine, they're almost golf course every day. I would think that they could think about the PGA Tour, but I guess they're not getting any better. You know what they always tell me when I tell them that?
What?
Anytime, come on.
Oh. So we need the 2 miles of the South are on the air. That's from your Uncle Lawrence.
Okay, checker.
So, well, cool. So what's difference in your place you're at now and the one you're moving to? You got lots and stuff there, if I remember seeing the photo right, don't you, or not?
Well, no, I got a lot at my house where I live now. Main thing is I'll be up close to where I farm at,
right?
90% of it, 95% of it. And I can take my Ranger and run down the road and look at things and not have to road my equipment. You know, that roading equipment's hard.
Yeah, it is.
On stuff. And I don't ain't going to have to road my equipment very far. And other than when I was a little kid, being in Sentinel with my grandpa and stuff, we've pretty well Deal City people.
Right.
From like third grade, fourth grade on. Graduated high school there, and I worked there for my wife's granddad all them years, and that's kind of my hometown. I mean, I hate to leave all the good people of Sentinel, but they're probably ready to get rid of me anyway.
That's what I heard. So and there, I don't know. You made, you're already well known. You made yourself even more well known by calling some basketball games last winter, and I thought you did a great job. I don't care what anybody says.
Well, and sometimes people don't like the truth. I tell the truth.
Yeah. And then, hey, did you hear the latest on OU softball?
No.
Rumors has it, Patty's already let it out a little bit. Now, she didn't explain where she was on a podcast yesterday. She didn't really state where it was going to be at. All she said in her podcast is there's something big coming, and it's going to be her last hurrah for something big to happen, and she said it involved a football stadium. So the latest is the OU and Texas Longhorns ladies are going to be playing a softball game in the Cotton Bowl at Dallas.
That'd be cool.
I'd go.
That'd be cool. Hey, you know, I'm around a lot of OSU people down there. Yeah. Well, me and Skelly, we're back and forth all the time. But anyway, I seen this deal. We was talking about Texas Tech paying all that money, you know, for the pitchers and stuff. And I don't know if it's true or not, but on Facebook it come up and it said the top six programs, how much they spend on their program. You know who was number one?
OU?
$7 million. I don't know if it's true or not, but it was OU at $7 million, and I sent that to Skelly. I knew it. Y'all's buying your players. I said, and he always bragging on this new pitcher they got. And she is, she's good. But I said, Bill, do you honestly think that she come to Stillwater out of the graciousness of her heart to donate? I mean, they got her from Washington, I think.
Yeah.
She can pitch. But I'll guarantee you, somebody give her some money.
Well, that lady, what's her name? That big, tall, blonde-headed young lady that's pitching for OSU right now. She's pretty salty.
She's stud.
Yeah.
You know? And that's what I told Skelly. I said, do you honestly think, Bill, she just come here because she likes Oklahoma State? I said, somebody did like Texas Tech and under the table. Went and give her a lump sum to come Stillwater.
Yeah, well they was talking about those programs, and that $7 million included expenses of coaches and all that stuff.
Did you see that?
Yeah, I did, and also included in that $7 million is their yearly payment on that new stadium they got. So yeah. There's a lot more to that than Jimmy Clark and Jimmy Rhodes. I'm listening to both of y'all. I'm working, moving some stuff around with a tractor, and I'm listening to y'all.
Who is it?
He didn't say. I probably Google his number and find out, but I don't. Unless they want to be.
You want to be famous?
You want to be famous? They don't
send
give me
your name, Charlie.
Yeah, but there's a good one. So, all right, Cotton.
Yes, sir.
It's dry, and I know you said you've. You planted some, but that was with an experiment. And you got, and you said you was going to wait till Thursday to find out what's going on with the deal. What happens with cotton? What are cotton farmers thinking for most part here that don't have any moisture? They're going to have to dust it in. What are you going to do if we don't get a rain this week?
Well, it's got to be planted by the 20th to be eligible for your insurance.
June.
Last year, June 20th.
Yeah.
Last year, made a real good crop. I think about 1,100 pounds on, I don't know, 1,800 acres or something. Well, that jumped my yields way up. I was going to have about 2,000 acres, and then this barley deal hit. I'm still building a yield for barley, so I was going to have 700-800 acres of barley, but it just burned up. There wasn't nothing. I didn't have it insured. So now it's a cover crop, and there's going to be more cotton. So that's why I'm up my acres. Well, there's been record amounts of wheat destroyed.
Yes.
And some of them people put out fertilizer on that.
Yeah.
So to me, it's a no-brainer.
Right.
You'll put it in cotton or put it in hay grader, do something. Try to make something on the crop this year. So I think there's going to be a lot of acres of cotton, and I am a cotton farmer. I got the equipment and everything. If I didn't have the equipment, that'd be a harder decision for me. You know, if you ain't got no equipment, you got to hire it all done. But I don't know. Just cause your cattle, say your cattle, something happened this year and they were all crippled or something and run the year, do you quit them? No, you got to go back and try to do
fix
it again.
It. Do better.
It. But what's killing us is this fertilizer and diesel. I bought just 1,200 gallons hoping I could get through planting this cotton. I ain't going to do no plowing.
Right.
I'm done with that.
Right.
At $4.39 a gallon for farm diesel.
Yep. I gave $4.41 the other day.
So I'm done with it until this price comes back down. And now I'm just waiting for the chemical thief to try to put screws to it. I'm sorry, I'm going to put it out there.
No, that's why you're on here.
It's the truth, though, you know. But if they stay reasonable and stuff right now, it's way cheaper to spray than it is to farm.
Yep.
And so all it's going to start up for me is a sprayer and a planter. And try to put it in. I mean, let's just say it didn't rain this 9 days that they're calling for this rain. You dust it in, and at Dill City, I know my cotton. I know how to plant it. I planted it 60 times, 50 times, whatever. I know how to do it. Best case scenario is it rained 3/10 on it and it die. And we cut the deal short and get ready for a cover crop for next year, try to make money again next year. Worst case scenario is it starts raining and gets it up started. We're still going to fight low submoisture.
Right.
But we get it started and it looks decent and then turn off dry like your predictor's saying.
Right.
And we got to farm it all year.
Yep.
Because every so often you got to put another $20 or $30 into it, spraying or doing something.
Right.
And then you get all that money into it all year for a wreck. And especially if it ends up good enough, they make us strip it.
Right.
Because there's $50, $60
an acre.
Probably stripping it.
Minimum.
And this kind of diesel. This Iran deal, I mean, it ties into what we're talking about.
Yep.
That's why the diesels went crazy and this and that. First of all, I'm 100% for what the president did.
Yeah, so
it's needed to be done for the last 40 years.
Since 1979.
He's the guy that did it.
Yep, everybody else just talked about it.
All right, and I don't care what they say. If they want that place that says regularly they want to kill Americans, kill Israelis, and they will do it, slip a suitcase in, let them have that, you're wrong. But on the other hand, the farmer comes out. This diesel deal's serious deal. And where I differ from some people on it, I want them to get it over with.
Right.
Do whatever and get it over with.
Right.
So we can start getting back down to neutral. I know they're doing the political thing.
Right.
But it's killing the farmer. And it's killing the trucker. But the thing about the trucker is they put them, what do they call it, fuel charges on a lot of their stuff, you know, where they get a bonus for the diesel prices.
Right.
Yeah, rest.
Surcharge.
Farmers don't get to do that.
Nope.
You know, we're at the mercy. And, yeah, cattle prices is good, but if you don't think all this stuff's getting into your pocket, a tank of diesel I was burning until 2 weeks ago, I was burning $2.45 farm diesel. Not farm diesel, road diesel. I paid taxes on that diesel when I run out. And it was costing me $65 to fill my pickup up.
Not anymore.
Now it's $200.
Yep. And yeah, and they're shutting you off at the pump at 150.
And if you do that 30 or 40 times, add it up.
It's a lot of money.
How much more it's costing. And we're just talking gravy. Go out there and put it in a tractor.
Yep.
I don't care if it is a dollar cheaper at $4.39. Go to burning 200 gallons a day.
Yep.
And add it up. And like planting cotton and stuff. I mean, I got to plant 500 for one farmer and probably 300 or 400 for another farmer. Besides my 2,500. And I don't know, it's nothing good about it, but that's my thoughts on that deal.
Well, we're not done with your thoughts. Well, I need to take a break. First, here's the quote of the month. We took up a collection to help Jimmy move out of Sentinel. And that wasn't from none of your kinfolk.
Well, I tell you what, I can use it.
All right. Let's take a Taylor Ranch break. We'll be right back.
The Day in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
I am a personal banker. That's my title. When you come in, I'm going to help you open your account, decide what type of account you might need. You're kind of going to tell me your needs. I'll tell you what we have that will fit your need. You have to have a valid picture ID and Social Security card. That's it. It doesn't take very long. I would say 20 minutes. Depends on how much we start visiting. I'm Tammy DeGarmo, and I help make the difference at First National Bank and Trust of Elk City and Sayre.
Member FDIC.
Your farm deserves only the best, and that's why Valley Genuine Parts are crafted to meet the highest standards to elevate your pivot's performance. Covering all your pivot needs, Valley Genuine Parts provide optimal operation and extend the life of your pivots. From drivetrain components to sprinkler parts, invest in the best for your farm. Valley is your partner in irrigation success. Stop by Knutson Irrigation or call 1-800-373-9325 or online at KnutsonIrrigation.com.
Out here in the country at Lipscomb Ford and Sayre, we don't just sell Ford vehicles. We drive them, work in them, and depend on them just like you do. And right now, for a limited time, we can offer you the same Ford employee pricing discounts that save us a lot of money when we buy our own Ford trucks and SUVs. That's right, you pay what we pay on new Ford vehicles, including F-150, Super Duty, Bronco, Escape, Mustang, and more. Save more and Sayre at Lipscomb Ford and LipscombFord.com during the Ford employee pricing event. Good people, great deals since 1979.
Southwest Overhead Door has provided sales, service, and installation of garage doors to Western Oklahoma and the East Texas Panhandle since 1980. If you're in the market for a new overhead door for your home or business, let Southwest Overhead Door show you their selection of quality CHI overhead doors by visiting 1000 South Merritt Road in Elk City or visit them online at swdoorelkcity.com. A CHI overhead door professionally installed by Southwest Overhead Door provides beauty and value to your home or business.
Kent Watkins here with SE Agritech in Elk City. Are feral hogs and gophers destroying your land and crops? We have the solution. Introducing Kaput Feral Hog and Gopher Bait, engineered for maximum efficiency and safety. Protect your fields and restore your property with Kaput. And we sell out-of-state customers as well. Stop by and give us a call at SEI Agritech on South Randall in Elk City. And don't forget to follow us on Facebook for all the latest updates and information.
This is the Elk City Livestock Auction Market Report for Friday, May 15th. 1,902 head were sold. 7 head of steers at 325 brought 635. 14 at 441 brought 537.50. 9 at 637 brought 421. 19 at 651 brought 430. 8 at 681 brought 365. 6 at 737 brought 377.50. 3 head of heifers at 403 brought 480. 4 at 454 brought 465, 10 at 540 brought 413, 11 at 612 brought 371, 9 at 638 brought 387.50, 5 at 733 brought 340, 64 at 815 brought 334, butcher cows 133 to 184, butcher bulls 140 to 236, bred cows 1550 to 3850, pairs 2900 to 5300, Elk City Livestock Auction 3202 South Highway 6, Elk City, Oklahoma. Sale every Friday at 9 a.m. to consign, call Brandon Hickey 580-497-6095.
Jimmy's all wound up and ready to go. Here comes more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
All right, welcome back, everybody. Buffalo, Oklahoma. Here's your Lipscomb Dealership's Ag Weather Update for northwestern Oklahoma, which includes the Oklahoma Panhandle. 64 degrees, dew points 45, 52 is humidity. Winds are out of the east, southeast at 8 miles an hour. 3-day average 4-inch bare soil temperature, 81 degrees. Sunset at 8:42. Mostly cloudy, 71 today. 50% chance of thunderstorms and 51 for a low tonight. And mañana, rain showers likely, 70% chance, high of 71. Reason why I picked Buffalo, it reminded me I need to tell all you guys to keep all those people in south, basically along the state line of Kansas and Oklahoma. All those guys are people up there in your prayers. There's still fires going on. The Mead fire just north of Ashland, where they had to evacuate Ashland here, what was it, day before yesterday? Is up to 33,000 acres. There's 21,000 acres over here in Colorado and Oklahoma Panhandle. There's 30,000. We're not hearing about it so much on the media because it's just small fires, but it's still, it's bad. There's like 6 or 8 of them going on over in that area right there north of the state line. And so keep all those people in your prayers. I caught my attention this morning. Lyon County, which is in northeastern or somewhere over there in Kansas, they'd sent some units down there to help them. And one of the fire trucks had some mechanical issues, and the firemen stuck with it as long as they could because they'd been already notified to head to safety. Fire shifted directions, or the wind got up. I can't remember what exactly said. Luckily, there was another fire truck in the area, and they came in there and saved those two firemen. But that fire truck is gone. Bad deal. Bad deal. But, yes, I just had a question come up yesterday. Brandon was on the show yesterday, and starting, I think it's June 6th. It's the first Saturday in June, whatever day that is. As of yesterday, they're planning on going to two sales at Elk City Livestock Auction. Feeders on Friday and cows on Saturday. He said this has been going on for 10 months now, where they've been all basically having to shut off cows ever because they only got so many pens to hold cows. And with all those feeders in there. So, yes, rumor has it, it's pretty coming from the owner, if you want to call that a rumor.
It might be true.
Yeah, it might be true. June 6th is, I think it's June 6th. They'll start. And again, this Friday, they are having a sale here at Elk City. Please, please call before you bring any cows, not cattle, cows, and make sure they got room for you. And there will not be a sale at Western Oklahoma Livestock Auction this coming Monday because of Memorial Day. Well, you got planned for the weekend? Grandkids softball games?
Plant cotton.
Plant cotton? You're going for it.
I'm going for it. I mean, unless it just rains every day and we get 3 or 4 inches.
I hope you get rained out.
But, you know, I mean, once I get started, I'm just trying to wait till the last few days of May before I get started on my stuff. Now, that other stuff, you know, if it rains, that ground down there gets a little wetter.
How many acres an hour can you get with your cotton planter and everything going good?
An hour?
Yeah.
Hell, I don't know, Jim. I don't know, probably 30 or 40.
That's pretty good.
I don't know. Probably 40 if I get her rolling.
Hey, our secret admirer come up there, he's listening to us.
Yeah.
Clayton Hoover from Hobart. What do you think?
He scares easy. Ask him about Red River.
Did you scare him?
Yeah.
What happened?
He walking down the sidewalk with Daryl, and I didn't know that was out there. Me and my wife was driving down Main Street, Red River. I said, there's Hoover. And I see Clayton. I just screamed loud as I could. I said, Clayton! He jumped by 2 foot in the air, act like he's gonna punch someone or something. Jimmy Rhodes, you better shut up. Don't be doing that. I don't like that.
Hey, let's go ahead and get caught back up. Let's take our last break and come back and talk about any meetings you've been to lately.
Yeah, and I want to tell about Clayton getting in a little rumble down at the rodeo arena down in Hobart.
Oh, do we have a redneck?
It was all over Facebook.
Oh, I think I see
that. Yeah.
All right. We'll be right back after this Taylor Ranch break.
He loves to talk about farming and ranching. Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Looking for the perfect venue for your next event? Look no further than the Frisco Center, located in the heart of Western Oklahoma. Whether it's a stunning wedding, a joyful reception, a memorable birthday party, or a professional seminar, we've got you covered. With spacious rooms and exceptional service, Frisco Center is designed to make your special occasion unforgettable. Located at 101 South 4th Street in Clinton, Oklahoma. Call us today at 580-323-7874 to book your date. The Frisco Center, where every event is a reason to celebrate.
Out here in Western Oklahoma, you can't settle for building something average. You need to build something that lasts for generations to come. At Cyclone Metal Buildings by Culverstone, owners Damon Culver and Terry Stone bring together the strength of the ranch and the style of the city. Custom barndominiums that turn heads. Metal buildings built tough enough for Oklahoma, but designed to feel like home. Wide open living spaces, clean lines, and smart design. From a working shop to a high-end barndo, this is where function meets finish. When you build with Damon and Terry, you're building with guys who know this land and know how to build homes right. Every home built is more than just a project. It's personal. From Damon drawing up the blueprints to Terry making sure every last detail is absolutely perfect. Start your custom build today, designed for the way you live. Visit Culverstone Homes in Elk City and see what happens when grit meets style. Cyclone Metal Buildings by Culverstone. Built for the land, designed for the way you live.
If you've been on the fence about upgrading your tools, this is your sign. It's Milwaukee Trade-In Month at NAPA. Bring in your old tools, even if they're worn out or broken, and trade up. Save up to $250 on Milwaukee items, like a Milwaukee half-inch impact, serious power, even better with trade-in. Upgrade with what you've got or add to your lineup. It's Milwaukee Trade-In Month at NAPA in Elk City, Weatherford, and Hinton.
It's time for some real outlaw country. Live in concert, Waye Jennings, grandson of country legend Waylon Jennings, bringing that raw, rebel country sound you don't want to miss. Join us June 20th at Sugar Creek Casino for a night of real country music and high-energy live entertainment. The show kicks off with Casey Chestnut at 7 p.m., followed by Waye Jennings live on stage. Tickets are online at sugarcreekcasino.com and start at $39, only at Sugar Creek Casino off I-40 exit 101.
It's known as the thief in the night. A lack of cattle mineral can lead to decreased weaning weight, small, weak calves, and severely compromised health. Don't let a gap in your feeding program rob your herd performance. Stop by Farmers Union Co-op Gym at 720 South Main in Elk City and pick up a bag of Purina Wind and Rain Storm Mineral today. That's Farmers Union Co-op Gym, 720 South Main in Elk City, 580-225-0191.
You don't want to let your cotton set in the field day after day waiting to be ginned. Now to better serve you, the cotton farmers in Oklahoma and the Texas Panhandle, Lone Star Gin has processed over 540,000 bales of cotton. They've got locations in Pampa, Texas, and now in Burns Flat, Oklahoma. Lone Star Gin has the ability to process over 2,400 bales per day. All they do is gin cotton. Go to LoneStarGin.com for more information, and you can find them on Facebook.
He loves talking about farming and ranching. Here's more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
All right, welcome back, everybody. Well, since Hobart's being a little mouthy on the text line, we'll just use Hobart as your Hobart Farm and Garden Ag Weather Update for southwestern Oklahoma. How many times can you say Hobart? 60 degrees there, 54 is the dew point, humidity 79, the winds are out of the east northeast at 8 miles an hour, 3-day average 4-inch bare soil temperature 78 degrees, sunset at 8:36, 20% slight chance of thunderstorms today 71, tonight 50% chance and a 57 for a low, tomorrow 70% chance of rain showers likely and 73 degrees for a high. You know what I like about that forecast besides the rain chances, Jimbo?
What?
No wind.
I'm sick of it.
That wind, it just been something. Do you have a story on Clayton you wanted to tell?
Well, he wants to talk on the radio here or on Facebook. There was a story about him and his brother getting in a little scuffle down at the rodeo arena at Hobart. And, you know, that's where they used to go to settle things back in the old days.
Yeah.
I heard his brother went down there and kind of took care of his business. And then Clayton wanted to throw his two cents in, and two girls got him down, worked him over, and blacked his eyes. And Mama come and got him, and took him 2 weeks before he could see again. And then he don't want to talk about them girls working him over. I mean, that's just what I heard.
Yeah, we hear all kinds of stuff on the radio.
You can hear anything.
Poor Clayton.
Turn that radio up, Clayton.
Hey, we haven't really discussed our buddy.
Who?
The one that was getting to where he was too good to come see work on your stuff until you bought that new tractor.
Who, Stuart?
Yeah. What's up with him lately?
Well, he's about retired.
Yeah.
No. He says they're getting slow down there.
Well,
you know?
Why wouldn't anybody
spend? I understand it, you know.
Right.
Whenever you replace all these motors that they've been replacing at about anywhere from 60 to 100,000 a pop, yeah. You know, that kinda limits the money, and there ain't no money hardly.
Right.
To go around. And that brings us to this other deal.
Okay.
Is tax assessing.
Yeah.
You know, people's upset. You know,
you're seeing a lot of that nowadays.
If any taxes go up, how can taxes go up whenever everybody's hurting?
Right.
You know, I mean, it's one thing for us to get up here and joke and stuff, but it's true. You know, and that's what they had the meeting about. He was trying to explain it and stuff. And some things, you know, I went and talked to them. And some things I understand. Because if they don't have tax collection, I guess there won't be no schools. There won't be no road departments. There won't be no nothing.
Right.
Know?
That's part of it.
But, I mean, we've been getting along for years. And then all of a sudden, we got to start investigating and going up on stuff, and it's creating a lot of controversy, and, you know, it's kind of close to home.
Right.
Dollar works over. You know, but some of it, they don't have no choices on stuff. It's just something that's got to be adjusted and looked at. And my biggest deal is I just want people to think about things before they do things. You know what I mean?
Right.
I mean, I know sometimes it's awful antsy to, well, we're going to do something about that. But you also got to ask, what's the consequences of doing that? But I think it's getting out there. They're going around and having some meetings and talking about it and stuff. And just hope people make the right decisions in the end. And you really don't know whether decisions are right now.
Right.
Well, you'll know is 10 years from now if a bunch of people go broke or something like that from it. Because everybody don't have a college job that they come out and they get a salary. You know, there's a lot of farming goes on out here in western Oklahoma.
Yeah.
And we don't always make money.
Nope.
And here the last 3 or 4 years ain't hardly made nothing.
Yeah, and I see that keep popping up in the news and on social media, and I get all these emails every day from these big, like cattle associations, not big ones, but all kinds of farm different types of media. And one come out this morning that I was reading. Matter of fact, I have it up right here. It come from Cattle Facts. And what it was talking about was, and you'll understand this. So this is the 2025 cow cost versus calf revenue. Calf value is $2,246, and this is just on the average.
Yeah.
Cow cost every year $780, and that's without that cow being paid for. Remember that.
Yeah.
And wing calf crop, 87%, 88%. Cow cost, calf crop adjusted, $897. Profit, calf crop adjusted, $1,361. And they estimated cost for unpaid labor and depreciation, $288 per calf. So it says here, estimated net margin, $1,073. I'm so not agreeing with that. Yes, it's making a profit, but this was figured on a guy that had 400 head of cows. What about the guy's got 25 or 50 head of cows? His profit margin is less because his overhead. But you know as well as I do how much things have gone up since basically 2020, 2021.
You know what kind of burns me? I hate to get personal right here on the radio. Convenience stores, fuel prices, everything, just people saying this is what it is and marking it up 300%. And you go to the convenience store and it's $10 or $20 to walk out of there where it used to be $2 or $3.
Yep. Well, that's what you pay for convenience.
I don't care about that crap. I care about hometown stuff, and I'd probably go broke at it.
Yeah.
Because I couldn't do it. I'd try to go somewhere and buy it somewhere else where I could buy it cheaper.
Right.
You know, but I seen the national news yesterday. I think CBS was talking about Casey's, and the lines at the stations, big old lines to get gas. They were 15 or 20 cents a gallon cheaper than all the other convenience stores. And then they went inside and potato chips, everything was 20 or 30% cheaper. And they was interviewing the CEO, and he said, well, it's just we're always trying to help the consumer out, and we found out ways to make our stuff cheaper.
Well, there you go.
And I guess the way things are right now, it just brought it. But then it aggravates for, like, farmers have no control. We can't go set our prices.
We sell at wholesale and pay retail for our stuff.
Yeah. And then, Jimmy, all these things have went up so much, clothes and everything.
Yep.
And how can these cotton and wheat and all this be at these record low prices, especially for the times we're in, and all these middlemen be okay with putting the screws to the farmer?
Yep. Always have. Always will.
And it just aggravates me. And I'm afraid that everybody's going to pay the price for this.
Yeah, there's going to be some people not in business
at that meeting last night, they said, Wichita County's broke. You know? And some people think, oh, they're just saying something to do something.
Not what I
heard. But sometimes they're not. No, they are broke.
Yeah, the schools, I heard, were in a bind. Wow. So anyway, you hear that music?
Yeah. I didn't get to say half what I wanted to today.
You better say something nice about your wife before we go.
I love you, Tamitha. You're the best wife in the country. You cook better than anybody. And no, she's too good to my grandkids, I'll tell you that.
I hope you guys enjoyed today. We'll see you tomorrow. It's the Day in Ag with Jimmy Clark, brought to you by First National Bank and Trust of Elk City and Sayre.